can't keep it to yourself. That wherever you go, you open your mouth about what God has done for you. Whatever you do, you share about the miracle, the blessings God has done for you. You can't keep it to yourself. Jada, you're getting married. My God, you should not can't keep that to yourself about what God has done for you, what God has given you, a man of God. You shouldn't keep that to yourself. You can't, there's something missing if you can hold that in. Silhouette, your mother's a Christian. You got a home and a place to live. There's so many blessings you got. You should not, you can't keep that to yourself. There's nobody in this room love you more than your mother besides God first. You can't keep that to yourself. Mama Pearly, you got Miss Frazier and Denise. I mean, y'all are like girlfriends of all girlfriends. You can't keep that to yourself. There's so much there to be thankful for. Sorry, sweetie. There's so much there. We got so much to be grateful for. Oh, man. Now, Mama Evelyn, it's just so much God has blessed you with. We can't keep it to ourselves. Mama Son, you can't keep what God has done in your family to yourself. We should tell others around us. Louise and Willie, you can't keep that to yourself. We can't live that way. What God has done, John, don't you keep it to yourself. We must not live that way. Anthony, what God has done for your family, my God. They need to know. Tim, what God has done for you. The world needs to know. Everyone in your neighborhood. Melanie, what God has done for you. Not only your kids need to know, but everybody else needs to know. We can't keep it to ourselves. We can't. If you have a heart of gratitude, you can't. Because you're grateful for what God is doing for you. And that's the title of my message next week. A heart of gratitude. Because when you have that, and thank you, Vanita, for giving it to me, you can't keep it to yourself. Because you're grateful for what God has done. Amen, sweetie. How old are you? Amen. She says, amen. And you ride, and you catching a ride, and they bring you. Don't you ever forget that. I remember when I was 11, and I didn't appreciate it until I got older. But ask God to help you appreciate it now. What God has put Anthony and Christian in your life is a blessing. That is a blessing. You'll see that when you get older. A blessing. My God. Keep it to myself. I can't. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I want all of you to experience what we've experienced and more. And to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Let's, if you can get on your knees, let's pray, and then we're going to come and sing a song and close with announcements. Amen.